This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Are you the kind of person who hated school? Or are you more like Michael Nicholson, who can't stop learning? He currently has 30 degrees, including 22 masters and a doctorate. If you're also passionate about studying, you might be a philomath, a person who loves to learn and study. The word comes from Greek, with phil meaning a lover of and math meaning learning. Humans are all philomaths to an extent. Our brain is hardwired to be curious. We want to learn and understand, partly to make sense of the world, but also because of something called neoteny. This is a term that refers to the juvenile characteristics of some animals, including humans, being retained into adulthood. One of these traits is neuroplasticity, which helps our brains stay flexible. This gives us the ability to learn throughout our lives. Many creatures which are genetically close to us, like primates, can't do this and only learn during their adolescence. But for every person who loves learning, there are plenty who can't stand it. Lots of people remember their school days as being boring or even pointless. Why is this? Educational anthropologists have suggested that if a concept or idea is too complex or dull, it becomes harder to link old and new ideas together. If that's the case, we lose motivation and absorb less information. This negative experience of education at school may lead to people avoiding learning opportunities in later life. So don't let a bad educational experience prevent you learning something new as an adult. Evolution has made us lifelong learners, so take advantage of your biology and discover your inner philomath. Who knows what you could achieve?
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.